Would you step in the ring with a world champion if you believed with absolute certainty that you were going to lose? Would you launch a business convinced it would fail? Of course not. But here's the truth. That's exactly how most people approach the biggest opportunities in their lives, already defeated. In this episode, then, we'll discover why optimism isn't just fluffy thinking. It's the optimal mental state for peak performance. And by the end of the episode, you'll know exactly why and how to start expecting success, even when the odds are against you. So let's start with a simple thought experiment. You've got two fighters, same weight class, same level of training. One walks in thinking, I've done everything I can. I see myself winning and I'll find a way. Whatever happens, I've already won. The other one thinks, oh my God, this guy's pretty good, isn't he? He's probably better than me. I don't think I'm ready to beat him yet. Maybe I can, you know, get away from his power, move. What if I lose though? What if I get embarrassed? Let's just see what happens. Even before the first punch is thrown, one has already lost mentally. Our actions, or even the thoughts before our actions, are blueprints. They lay down the expectations. The expectations then drive effort, strategy, emotion. If you think that you're going to win, you are likely to be more aggressive in the pursuit of that victory. If you go in thinking you're going to lose, there's a different attitude altogether. You feel weaker, don't you? Somehow. Here's some examples of some negative inner dialogue. Why bother? Probably won't work. I always mess this stuff up. They're better than me. If I try and fail, I'll look stupid. These thoughts create mental fatigue before the task even begins. You shrink your energy. You lose creativity. Your body tenses, you play small. You've lost even before you've had the opportunity to prove yourself. What about the positive inner dialogue then? I've prepared. I'm ready for the challenge in front of me. I've got this. I'll grow from it, even if I don't get the result I want. I can adapt, I'm resourceful. I know that I can think on my feet. This is just one more step to long-term victory. These thoughts trigger higher motivation, better decision-making, and even, and very importantly, improved body language. In the words of Henry Ford then, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Your brain literally filters information based on what you believe is likely. Optimism opens your awareness. Pessimism narrows it. Optimism isn't just fantasy. It's functional. Studies have shown that optimistic people are 12% more productive. They experience less anxiety. They recover faster from setbacks and surgeries. They live 7 to 10 years longer. It's not magic, it's neurochemistry. Positive expectations then release dopamine, your motivation and learning chemical. You become more alert, more resilient and more willing to try. Negative emotions then release cortisol, the stress hormone. It clouds your thinking, weakens your immune system and shrinks your risk-taking ability. Imagine optimism as sunlight on a plant. It doesn't guarantee the plant grows, but without it, growth becomes almost impossible. And that's true. Very, very true. You've got two job applicants, same qualification. One walks in thinking, oh, you know what, they're probably interviewing better candidates, probably better to a better university. maybe a bit more experience. I don't know, even though we're kind of the same candidate. I'll just try not to screw up. The other guy walks in thinking, my CV speaks for itself. I know I'm going to be good at this job. I've got something unique to offer. This is my opportunity to let them see who I am and see what they're getting. Same resume, really, but different energy. Thought process, the tone, the confidence. Which one is more likely to make the impression? Mentality then precedes performance. There's something called the climber's choice. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay were the first people to summit Mount Everest in 1953. Before they succeeded, dozens had failed. Many fatally. When asked why he kept trying, Hillary said, "It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." Think about the mindset it took every time they climbed. They expected it could be done. They planned for danger but focused on the summit. And that's the sweet spot. Strategic optimism. Compare this to a business owner. One thinks, oh, the market's pretty saturated, isn't it? It's got a lot of competition. Probably going to fail. People probably won't buy at this price point. Yeah, I'm not going to bother. Other one thinks, I'm solving a real problem here. If I stay consistent, I'll break through. If others can do it, I can do it. I believe in the product. It's going to work. And if this one doesn't work, well, I'll start a different one and that'll work. The optimism makes you want to try things. The first one there underinvests emotionally and financially. The second one adapts and endures and creates traction over time. What if optimism isn't just blind faith then, but it's about making the journey worthwhile, even if it's long? In combat sports even, mindset is often more important than muscle. As we've talked about, you don't go in thinking, I hope I don't get KO'd. They think, my jab lands, going to land. I slip the counter, control the ring, the octagon, whatever. Even if their opponent has a better record, you can't go in thinking you're going to lose with anything. Even if the stats prove otherwise, you have to believe and be optimistic. People go on dates, don't they, and think, well, this is probably out of my league, this person. And subconsciously, the other person can feel that. Or maybe you think, I don't have what it takes. If you think that, you don't have what it takes. Energy bleeds into behaviour and becomes a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, one of those revolving doors. Helen Keller said, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Belief doesn't guarantee you win, but doubt guarantees you don't perform at your best. Let's be clear then, optimism isn't delusion. It's not ignoring the risks or challenges. It's saying, yes, there are obstacles, and I still believe it's possible. All the best things have obstacles, don't they? So you have to believe that you can either have the skills or will develop the skills along the way to overcome them. Strategic optimism sounds like, well, I'll prepare for the worst, but work like the best is possible. If it fails, I'll learn. If it works, I'll scale. Delusion sounds like, I don't need a plan, I'll just do it. And, you know, it's probably going to fail, but yeah, maybe give it a try. Can wing it maybe, and maybe it'll just all... Yeah, let's just try it. Let's just see and manifest it or magically come together, whatever. Without actually putting something fundamentally behind that. I'm not saying that thinking in some ways, you know, in terms of manifestation, etc., isn't going to help along the way. But you can't just do that without anything else. You need strategic optimism. They need to be hand in hand. Imagine two bridges across a canyon, one shaky, the other strong. A pessimist says, they both might break. I'll just stay where I am. A delusional person runs across blindfolded. An optimist tests the footing, secures the gear, and steps forward with belief and preparation. So he's optimistic he can find the right one. He's optimistic that he will have the skills and preparation in order to accomplish what he wants to. And this is a metaphor for life, really. It's not about, really, bridges. It's about taking those steps to your goals on the other side. Yes, you get some shaky bridges, but are you willing to, instead of, as one of the guys there said, the pessimist, I'll stay where I am, say no. Even if it's shaky and it's a dodgy bridge, I'm going to push on forward. So what are some practical ways then? Mental rehearsal is a great one. Visualize the win. Hear the applause. Rehearse success. You need to think about what it would look like if it worked. Picture your podcast, picture your book, picture your business website in your head and be optimistic that it will work. Reframe doubt. Replace what if I fail with what if I succeed? You have to understand that you are becoming someone along the way. And even that's optimistic. You're optimistic that even if there is a loss on paper, there is a tangible, and in some cases intangible, benefit to yourself. You have to celebrate the small wins and celebrate yourself, or surround yourself rather with optimistic thinkers, because it's contagious. Have you ever had an idea and you've gone to someone and go, nah, that's not going to work. Terrible, terrible idea. And you're just like, what? You go to them with another idea. You're like, I'm going to try this. Terrible, terrible idea. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone as optimistic as you? Yeah, mate, that sounds quality. Yeah, let's. So, yeah, I'm in. If you're in, I reckon this can really, really work. I reckon we can scale this. Optimists as well expect synchronicities. They expect the dominoes to fall in their favour. As Zig Ziglar said, expect the best, prepare for the worst, and capitalise on what comes. You deserve to walk in life expecting it to go your way. Not because it always will, because that's delusion, but because that mindset will give you the edge. It's not about saying, well, if I think optimistically, everything's just going to go my way. That's not the point. The point is that if you go in with optimism, your performance is better. If you go in thinking, I'm going to win, you are going to be better in your performance. That's a fact. So next time you're about to do something important, pause and ask yourself, what would I do right now if I genuinely expected to win? Because success begins with belief. And a part of belief is optimism.